The next resolution is the Northwest Pickleball Court Complex, and this is also going to be a public hearing. It is 6:05, and we'll open a public hearing, and Jack, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight, we have the Platte Specification Department contract estimate of cost for the Northwest Pickleball Courts. This is the second time we've brought this to you. The plans, further detail, new construction of the Benston area where there's currently two tennis courts. We want to convert those into six pickleball courts. This time, one of the changes is we're going to post-tension concrete pickleball courts. The specifications, further detail, the construction of the plans, improvements, they are here if anyone wants to look at 300 pages. With that, form of contract is an AIA document, A101. Form of contract, penny and cost is $281,711. FEH out of Sioux City was the engineer, and that is their probable cost estimate for this project.
We probably won't know that until bids come in.
Until the bids, yep.
Are you going to let this out to bid this year yet?
Yes. Bids would be due back in September.
Will they have time to complete the project before winter? Will this be a spring project?
Most likely, depending on whether concrete could be poured this fall with painting of the courts in the spring. Just depending on temperature when they can install or place the paint.
Do they believe we'll find contractors in the area that will do that type of concrete?
Yes.
Jack, the $281,711 mm-hmm. is 100% done, turnkey,
yes.
everything included, correct?
Yes.
You have those 300 pages now.
Yes. again, from the last time, one of the concerns why we didn't get bids was it was a small asphalt project. It was towards the end of the season. Trying to get someone to do that small of asphalt is tough. We're taking out 4.5 feet of the soil, letting it dry, determine if it was good enough soils to bring back. New fence, there was a little patio for chairs, and if we ever had a shelter or some type of cover there down the road. This time, all the dirt stays. They will remove the asphalt that's there, keep the concrete underneath, reinstall the fence. The one thing I guess I didn't double check is if they would remove the entire fence and poles. My belief is that maybe just one side, the poles and fence, would be taken down since it's a concrete pour. And this is post-tension, so it'll be a big square slab. On top of that, don't know that answer for sure, but everything else, they really tried to reduce as much cost as possible to get the best price we can get for them.
Have any grants been applied for, or private monies donated? Or
no.
To both?
Both.
Thank you.
Can you give me a breakdown on how much of it is for the parking lot, sidewalks? Is all that it?
I did not have a breakdown from them on
the different. That does include, though, the sidewalk right up there and
yes.
ADA parking.
ADA
accessible parking.
Yes.
Two stalls.
Yes. Correct. Yep. And that's again down on the south side of the park. They felt that was easier than trying to go from up top and trying to slope down.
I can imagine.
When you get the bids, I would like to have a breakdown on that.
Okay.
Because I am getting resistance on this high price thing. It's not my opinion, it's what's coming to me. And if I can give them a breakdown what the actual courts are going to cost and the other things,
okay.
then I can get that information to those people that are coming to me.
Okay. I have the same here, and I guess I also on their behalf will ask if we would. We've exhausted all other possibilities of different concrete options.
Yes.
Like just pouring concrete, is there a reason we can't just pour concrete over the top with maybe a little less lifetime, but significantly less expensive? Nothing like that could be done. I know that we looked at that before, and but what is the deal that precludes us from at least finding that, perhaps putting concrete six inches, five inches.
Right.
I know it's a lot cheaper.
That.
Why can't we do that, you know?
We could, again, you run into the risk of having bad soils in that area, cracking. We did a similar project in the last year, Andy, for the term, but the basketball courts in Grant Park, we left a good slab of concrete underneath. We added some sand, and then it was just reinforced concrete. Is that like 5 inches of reinforced concrete?
And that succeeded, and we just...
So far.
Yeah. Oh, you have concerns about
no,
that this time?
No, I haven't.
I didn't mean to scare you or anything.
No. No, and we're in season 4 of that.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, Randy, but just to help, I mean, if we just poured concrete, that concrete is going to be subject to freezing and thawing and settling, just like the slabs will. But the slabs have cables that run through them, and that puts tension on that concrete to keep it under pressure, so that the whole slab moves and not one chunk falls down. That way you get less cracking.
You do gain less crack.
Yes.
So the question I have is, in the soil conditions we have in town, how can we pour housing foundations for less than this? The last.
You can build a home for less than
that. Do you do the concept where you pour footings and pour the slab?
Because this is a government project, it's not a private.
That's what's coming to me. Everybody's
And those are the types of questions I've been getting, because, you know, and I was asked the question today, and very, a lot of examples were given where there's been private funding to at least a half dozen other projects that we've had recently. And there again, I don't know if we have an answer, it hasn't been offered, but it's not an option at this point.
Can you remind us how much we have for this?
$175,000. And so far you have engineering fees that are coming out. I don't remember, I'm saying in the $20,000 range was designed.
So that'd be on top of this $281,000.
Yeah.
Well, yes. $300,000.
And so where does the rest come from? That's my question.
That would have to be determined by council. I mean, there are sources we can take it from. Low-volume sales tax, hotel, motel.
We would delay another project or some sort, ideally. Okay.
We have a little bit of cushion in there, but obviously that's funds that don't go to a different project.
Jack, I think for the people that have talked, like Jerry and myself, it's just paperwork now. Could you just get a contractor to say how much to pour over and how many years it'll make that last compared to the others? We got to answer to the people that are, you know, going at us on this.
Well, I think if the basketball courts did their thing, just to make sure pickleball is really going to take off and do its thing, why can't we do that?
Yeah.
4 years, that's a good 4 years.
And I don't remember the Grant Park, if there was 3 or 4 tennis courts there. So you have a larger area, and usually pretty good with numbers. I thought that bid was like $252,000.
Well, you just get it, you know, when they're doing their bid, so we have it in front of us, we can make decisions off that, and then also be able to go back to the people that are talking to us on this, the selling packs. Again, it's a public hearing. Please step forward. Give us your name, please.
I'm Marcia Tiefenthaler. I'm the one that instigated and tried to get this pickleball going. I really feel that the people that have already started and played, they really enjoy it. And it's something that you can play with any age group, with your grandkids. You know, we have the tennis courts, but, you know, older people, you know, they aren't going to play tennis. It's more strenuous. Pickleball, it's not as strenuous on your body. I mean, it's just a great sport. I just really think that Carol needs it. But
I don't think anybody's denying that.
Uh-huh.
But I think what it is the cost is basically what it is. And with the tennis courts, with the basketball court, with the Kellen's Kingdom, with the Miracle Field, with the skate park, we've had some private donations come in to help offset some of that. This project hasn't come, hasn't done that yet.
So there are grants out there.
Correct.
Like, I was at Iowa Savings, and I can't think of the people right now, the grant money.
Renzi and...
Yes, Renzi.
And Timmerman. And the city, you know, we talked about that, the city had a grant already.
They already had one in there, and so we couldn't do that because the city already had one in there.
The cemetery project.
Yes, the cemetery project, so we couldn't do that. But what about the foundation, like money coming from Jefferson, you know, can that be used towards this?
It's possible, I don't know.
And I don't think the deadline is up yet. I think it's November for the deadline for that foundation, so.
And those foundations do like to see some community.
Yes.
Yeah, so it'd be like if you have a pickleball court association of Carroll.
Uh-huh.
They would go out, maybe solicit some private funds, that sort of thing. I think that's, and I know that.
So maybe there's a way of going that route, you know, and go to that foundation.
Like that Enhance Iowa Board, they like to see public input.
Right.
From the citizens putting money in, they also want to see, you know, non-tax money. But then, like, the city government would put money into that, they will do that. And I think that's kind of what, I think what's kind of being expressed is there's that, we'd like to see some private fundraising maybe on those that like to play pickleball a lot, go out and solicit, ask, knock on the door, donate $10, that sort of thing. I think that's what the private part is.
But don't you think these foundations would also donate?
Not always necessarily.
The foundation, but when they rank the project, they want to see local citizens donating
also
to it. Also,
Are any of them matching?
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're matching, but they have a library project, you know, Enhance Iowa, they show that they have donations.
So you're more or less saying that if the pickleball group would get out and start,
it would enhance our ability to get some grants, I think. That's why.
And it would probably take some public resistance on this off the table.
Everything that we deal with, people who don't golf object to us spending money on golf. We all know. So not everybody golfs, not everybody plays this, but we've had really great success recently with some projects that have had some local input. And I think this could be one.
Well, maybe I can talk the gals into, you know, they're kind of resistant to be doing this. But if that's the only way that we're going to get it off.
Put a jar down at Casey's or something.
Have a tournament or something.
Yeah.
Bring in a coach and charge.
Well, last year I brought in, I can't think of his name right now, the skills coach from Des Moines.
Yeah, last spring.
And we had a big group
and charged.
So maybe I should do that again and then charge.
Yes.
And then have some, maybe have him do some skill lessons and get some incentive that way. He offered to come again.
And I offer a lot of many people show up because I was at the last meeting.
Oh, it was amazing.
I'm just going to tell you, if you charge, I'd show up again. So
you would.
If I'm available that day, don't make it.
It's too bad it was human high.
Do it by track image.
Warm that day. I'll stay for 3 hours. So I'll try that. Maybe I still got his phone number. Maybe I can get him to come again.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Jack, when's the earliest we can reappoint the one you talked about? The term one was it?
Next year. I think that's once a year. I don't know off the top of that. I can review that and look at that. But that's when we have the cemetery and the Legion.
Yeah, because I happen to be in the office. The deadline of that grant.
Is there like a national pickleball association? Because I know the USTA
USAPA.
Oh, yeah. The USDA gives grant money.
It's $500.
Yeah.
For all associations.
$500.
Let's see, it helps.
Have we got that?
Well, we could get that. That'd be a start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try.
I'd like to ask you a question then that I apologize for being so pointed, but I suspect I know the answer. Are you comfortable with $281,000 for pickleball courts in Carroll?
Am I comfortable what?
With spending $281,000 for pickleball?
Yeah. I think it will pay off.
That's the answer I expected from you. It's okay. That's good. We have people on both sides of all issues, so.
Right. Yeah. I just think if they're rebuilt, you know, with six, you're going to have more people down there. Because now we're scheduled 7 o'clock group, 8 o'clock group, and we have to take turns, you know, because we can't all play. So I think it's going to turn out to be good. But,
thank you.
Okay, I'll try.
Can we continue with the bid process with this knowledge? You would still go ahead and get the bids.
I mean, I would like to see what that bid is going to be. I mean, you can always not accept the bid.
Exactly.
Right, so
hopefully
right.
It comes in considerably
under. No, yeah. It may help with their efforts.
It gives them an understanding of what kind of price tag we're going to come in at $320.
And do we have schematics that they could use to promote themselves or not?
I can make something up.
Yeah, something that they can. Here's what it's going to look like we've done with the library and any other trails and everything else. If you have that, it'd probably be a good idea to get it to them.
FDH can provide that
with what kind of cost? $10.
It'll be reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just think we need to see the different options available.
Yeah. And I can get that here in the next couple of days, a breakdown of how they came up with 200.
Or the other option, like Jerry was saying, you know, not the longevity option, but we just need to have those numbers so we can relate it to the people that are discussing them with us.
We get questions like how many cheap slabs can we lay to make up for this type of a cost to anyone.
Okay.
Are there any more questions from the public? Or statements from the public, then again, this is a public hearing. No, okay. If not, it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead and tell us who you are, Glenn.
Glenn Babb. So, thank you. I know I contacted everyone on council and the mayor earlier too, and a lot of it has been brought forth. Just the fact, I guess, I have no issue with the project, I just have an issue with the cost. Because you're looking, I know that's when it was initially. August 14th, about a year ago, or over a year ago now, it was initially asked for 100 grand, and now we're up to $218,000. That's a large amount. And I thought the budget was 225 based off of previous meetings, but that's only 175. I mean, you're almost $100,000 over. And I know the private, the public, you know, we purchased yours for the actions that we did. The students from Carroll High School purchased yours, the starting blocks, everything else. There's a large project going on. You know, the library city hall project, obviously there's money there that's being privately and publicly raised. And there's just, I just think it's been a good thing for the community. And it's something that's, I mean, there's lots of things that I would like to have in this community, but I don't know if I can approach you all and ask for 6 figures and have no, you know, without me saying like, this is what I'm gonna do. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be done to raise money. And I just think that it's kind of just reiterating what you all said, that the public would be more comfortable with, hey, this is what it costs, this is what was privately raised, not just I want. So, and two, once it's built, can we raise money from tournaments? You know, like the golf course charges money, the rec center charges money, other facilities charge money, but is it just going to be like the basketball courts where it's, if I want to go play ball, I just take my ball up there and play? You know, if I just want to play pickleball, do I just go up there and play? Or, you know, can there be tournaments? Can there be, you know, you mentioned having that gentleman come back. You know, is there stuff that can raise money to help with that bottom line, too?
Yeah, there's tournaments. usually the pickleball people want to run that and raise money to do an extra improvements up there. But yeah, they have Joel, great new hire. He's looking to do those types of things. So yeah.
I'm at fault because I don't play basketball on that new court there in Grand Park. That's an awesome court, but I can't tell you every time that I've driven by and not seen anyone out there. That's kind of a shame. Especially, I mean, in wintertime, I mean, that, you know, there's no chance of really going out there and playing basketball, pickleball, whatever it is outside. But I just see it as a large chunk of money for a select group for a short period of time.
Without the private input.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of the resistance that we're hearing is this project finally came to fruition. We're the private entity in this, and they're handling it. I think that's why it's a bit real resistant. So.
Thank you all.
Yep, thanks, Glenn. Appreciate your time. Oh, yes, sir.
I'll try to be short.
No, you're fine. Public hearing's still open.
My name is Jeff Kaler.
Thank you, Jeff.
And I was actually at the first meeting when this concept was first brought up, and the first number that I heard as well was $100,000. My initial thought was shock because, as I sat in that chair for 30 years, anytime people would come to the council, whether it was a department head or anybody else, they had to provide quite a bit of documentation, justification, for any amount of public money, and to me $100,000 seemed like a lot. And then it went to maybe $225,000, and we put $175,000 in the budget. Now it's $281,000 plus engineering, and we're well over $300,000. And I like Misty's thought too, that this may very well be a wonderful thing, but let's do some research. Let's talk to other communities, if there are any besides Sac City, to see how it's going. Let's give it some time. Let's use the temporary things that we've done on the tennis courts and kind of gauge the usage and find out, as Mr. Babb said, is it a select group or is it truly going to be a huge group of people? I don't subscribe to the build it and they will come theory, especially when you're talking about $300,000 some. I live on Northeast Park, and about 20 years ago the city put a basketball court there, and they initially were going to put a little slab of cement and one hoop. And the neighbor said, gosh, it'd sure be nice if it was two hoops and more. So we donated the money and paid for the second half. I think if any group, whether it's a small group or a big group, wants to do something for $300,000, there should be some personal commitment as well as the willingness to help fundraise. But I still think we should wait and do some research, find out how this is going over, see what other communities are experiencing, modify some of our existing tennis courts so that they can be used, and come back with some actual facts instead of, I think if we build it, we'll have a lot of people. You know, $300,000 is a lot of money. And right now, I'm sure you guys have heard lots of discussion with the football stadium and the library and the streetscape. You know, lots of people say, my gosh, we're hemorrhaging money. And now when we say, let's just spend $300,000 without one piece of paper of justification, I don't think it's going to fly very well. So I will leave it at that and have fun.
Thank you, Jim. Any other questions or comments from the public with regards to the pickleball court? If not, it is 6:28, and I will close the public hearing. And I will look for a motion to adopt for the plan, specifications, form of contract, and opinion of cost for the pickleball court complex.
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go ahead and vote.
Faith?
Yes. Bailey?
Yes.
Deenan?
Yes.
Kopp?
No.
Dirk?
Yes.
Fleshner?
Yes.
Motion is approved 5-1.
That will let you get it out to bid, and then we can go from there and that's still out of the price range. We kicked it out once before, we can do it again.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.